Appendix B: Biogeometry and EMF Mitigation. The interesting and amazing thing about the current state of human awareness is that what we generally call science is actually mostly a series of easily disproven, irrational superstitions. Here is one simple example of such a superstition, which once corrected holds the key to protecting ourselves and all of nature from the harmful effects of EMFs. Start by asking yourself or your friends the simple question: does the form, shape, and pattern of some object, and the quality of the materials that make this form, shape, or pattern, have an effect on the invisible energies of living things? Science, at least medicine, is clear that such an idea is unscientific nonsense. If a doctor at a conventional medical conference suggested that one could lay a geometric form on a human being or place a geometric form near a human being to produce a therapeutic effect, he would be a laughingstock. However, consider the Stradivarius violin, widely considered the best violin ever made, some of them selling for tens of millions of dollars. What is this violin? Simply put, it is a specific geometric form made from a specific material called moonwood, timber harvested during the waning moon when the sap in the trees is at its lowest that somehow forms invisible sound waves into unmatched music. The sound this specific form, made with this specific material, produces has been prized for centuries by violinists all over the world. Apparently, the form and material of this specific violin is able to shape invisible sound waves to create the most exquisite music. Only a completely unscientific mind would conclude that this is the only example in nature in which form, patterns, and shape made out of a specific material affects the energy that we now know animates life. The reality is that this process of form, shape, pattern, and material affecting the energy around us is the norm and not some unusual occurrence. It is the basis of sacred science all over the world, even back to the time humans lived in caves and carved geometric forms into the walls of the caves. From our earliest days, through the forms of the pyramids, monuments, and sculpture, humans have been working with material and form to create effects on the life around them. It is only the modern, irrational materialistic scientists, whose ideas are formed primarily by superstition, who deny these effects are real. Biogeometry is simply the science of how form, shape, and patterns combined with certain materials shape the energy in the world around us. The result of this shaping is either a beneficial or harmful effect on all life forms, including human beings. Living in a time of increasing electrosmog, with no apparent end in sight for the level of pollution we will be exposed to, it is imperative that all our readers explore the strategies and techniques offered by biogeometry to mitigate these effects. This is not in any way to suggest that putting 5G satellites and towers up is somehow fine if we just use biogeometry to mitigate their effects. This is not at all true. These insane installations must be stopped. At the same time, right now, everyone can and should avail themselves of the science of biogeometry to deal with the current electromagnetic pollution we all face. No disrespect is meant to the many companies that are using waves, patterns, forms, and other techniques to mitigate EMF effects. Some of them are helpful. However, based on studies with plants, animals, and humans, as well as our personal experience, the strategies used by biogeometry stand above all the rest in terms of their safety and efficacy. For example, in the late 1990s, the National Liver Disease Research Project in Egypt undertook a study of patients with hepatitis C and elevated liver enzymes. Although most claim that hepatitis C is a viral disease, the elevation of the liver enzymes does not argue for the presence of a virus but indicates some toxin that is affecting the health of the liver. In this study, the participants were asked to wear either a biogeometry pendant, use a placebo, or follow conventional antiviral therapy. The researchers followed the course of the liver enzymes in the 6 months after the intervention. The head of the study, Dr. Tasha Khalid, announced on Saudi television that the results showed 90% of the participants who used the biogeometry pendants had a reduction in liver enzymes in the first 6 months. This is in contrast to a reduction of 50% in those who used conventional treatment and 20-30% of those in the placebo group. This is a dramatically positive result for such a simple and inexpensive intervention, and one that should be followed up with other studies on other illnesses. The best way to use biogeometry is to become a biogeometry practitioner yourself. You can do this by contacting the Vesica Institute and signing up for their online classes, vesica.org. The next best thing is to contact and work with a trained biogeometry practitioner who can get you started in mitigating your personal space, including helping you find personal protective devices to use. The final approach, one that is the least everyone should use, is to purchase the L90 and bioemitter pendants from the vesica.org website and use them as directed all the time. The vesica.org website also features the fascinating work of Ibrahim Karim, who was able to mitigate the effects of radio antennas in a church steeple in Hamburg, Switzerland, using various shapes strategically placed in the church and nearby houses. In addition, there are many common sense precautions that everyone can take. If you use a cell phone, keep it to a minimum and never put it to your ear. Have a landline in your home for regular telephone use. If possible, use wired internet, not Wi-Fi. At least turn off your Wi-Fi at night. Don't let your utility company install a smart meter. There is often a fee to pay for keeping an old-fashioned analog meter, but it is worth it. While you sleep, your bedroom should be free of electro smog. Turn off the fuses to all wiring in your bedroom at night. You can even have an electrician install a switch to do this near your bed. Don't have an electric alarm clock on your nightstand, near your head. Use a battery-powered alarm clock instead. Avoid electric cars, fluorescent and compact lights, smart appliances, and electric-powered exercise equipment. Above all, spend some time each day outside, far away from antennas, in a park, on a farm, or in the woods, to give your body the rest it needs from EMF pollution. The end of the audiobook. Thank you for listening.